What's up, Fandom Night? Episode 40, Saturday, September 16th, 2017. Okay, so here we are. Last episode, we talked about the birth of the dragon, which was...
A great movie.
Was supposed to be moved into the episode that we did, but it wasn't because of reasons. And today we are finally back on track with this show, because as we said, this show is your show. And we are supposed to be going through our feeds to talk about what has been talked about. Now, before we start, Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Alright, we're back. So, where are we starting today? We'll start with you, we'll go around the room.
Okay.
What's at the top of our list?
I can do the top two because basically they're both Aaron Juergens.
One thing that's nice about Facebook is whatever happens to be being talked about is always at the top, so just start us off.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so he shared up a couple of funny photos.
Okay. To be fair, it's not really conversational.
No,
unless
I know.
Unless it's
one of them's kind of funny because it's Daredevil, the man without a fear of clowns, and he's punching Pennywise in the stomach.
Dude, those Pennywise things are everywhere right now. I mean,
of course
we've seen it coming, but I keep seeing funny ones with, like, him trying to hand a red balloon to, like, Batman, and Batman is, like, the new bad-as-fuck Ben Affleck Batman. He's like, get that shit out of my face. And, like, there's another one where he's like, so we meet again. And he's like, Batman, I'm not the Joker. Please stop punching me.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's so awesome, dude.
I kind of really noticed this concern. I'm the one in the group. I think I'm the only one in the group who went and saw the new It movie. So
I plan to wait. Because truth be told, I didn't like It. So many people are like, amazing, and it was so scary.
It's
and
a good
I just
thing too, because there's going to be a director's cut. So
most of You know what? I don't care. I don't like Stephen King movies. They fucking suck. They're always long and drawn out and tedious, and he puts himself in them, and he thinks that he, like, I don't know, I don't like them. I could read his books, but the shows are always just long and tedious and boring to me, and there's not enough happening episode to episode, because it's always like a damn series.
Yeah, Shining is like the only one where you can get away with that, because
now,
it's
like
a family
that.
Stuck
like
in
that.
A fucking hotel with nobody to talk to
but
themselves.
That was a movie.
Yeah.
And it was done.
Yeah.
Like, most of the Stephen King stuff that I come across is all this, like, all this very long, tedious, like, 9-episode, fucking 3 hours and 40 minutes miniseries. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Most of his early stuff was, like, miniseries aside from the really early movies. So.
Yeah, see, that's the reason. Like, because when I go to see It, and it's, like, over 3 hours, and I'm like, ugh, just fucking be done.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And I also think that, I don't know, something about that. I've never been big into the Stephen King shows.
Yeah.
Like his books. I don't know. So, to me, I'm interested. I think that it looks like it's good, but as it is right now, I'm just waiting for Netflix or Hulu to get it.
Fair enough. But yeah, like I said, so he shares that one, and then it's like a bit of the comic from fucking Aunt May becoming a Herald of Galactus. And
oh, yeah, that was awesome. She fed Galactus Twinkies.
Yep. Yep, and shit like that. So somebody else can go.
Okay, I'm on you. Yeah, we're going this way.
Oh, I got nothing.
Oh, you got nothing?
I got nothing.
What are you on?
Well, you guys got the main ones that have people posting stuff.
Then
so.
Go to Jabber. I mean, I know we haven't updated anything in Jabber in quite a while, but I mean, shit. It's got to be something.
Nothing else. You could tell me what you're going to do in Jabber, like what's coming up. Because that's what this show is. This show is the catch-up for the shows and what's going on in the networks.
I shared the SummerSlam link. I shared the Mr. McMahon Bleeds and Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens.
Which will happen at Hell in a Cell, which is next month. But the next pay-per-view coming up is No Mercy.
Yeah, No Mercy. And then me and Seth still have to backtrack on some pay-per-views as well.
So. Yeah, we missed like three of them.
It's also possible that people don't know that there's a... Because I see a lot of people, and what they do is they get into the Fandom Night one, and that is the main feed.
Yeah.
It is where everything is coming back to. But if you're looking for just games, if you're looking for just comics, if you're looking to talk wrestling, there are individuals. So there is a Jobber Wrestling Corner Fandom Night. There's a Jobber Wrestling Corner group page, and there's a Comics Toss group page, and there's a Legacy of Gaming group page, and those are so you can get a more centered conversation around exactly what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Comic Toss being the newest show, replacing...
it replaced pages, and it's still off that original page, so people just post all kinds of comic stuff in there.
And it's going very well so far, in my opinion.
The show is, I think the show is working really well. It has a nice atmosphere to it.
It's fun to do.
You're up.
I'm the sweating.
Oh, I'm in the
yes.
I'm in the Legacy.
What's our top talk?
Top talk? The first post is from you.
Okay,
you shared a link. So far, this is the best playlist of the old X-Play that I could find.
Oh, I went looking for X-Play. Yeah, that's what I did.
Fair enough.
And good. I found like 150 episodes or something like that on YouTube, and I posted the playlist, and I was like, "Watch X Play with me."
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all that really was.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you there.
I did sit down here one night and I watched it for like 4 hours. I just let that thing play, and it was so wild. It was like a blast from the past. It was cool to watch because I was like, "Oh shit, I remember that." And it was so nice to hear a show that, like, that format, the way they did that show is how the internet videos work today. Yeah. It really is. Like, every other review guy that's making jokes and everything is kind of what they were doing, but they were doing it on TV. And I bet you if they had a YouTube, if they would have seen the trend coming and jumped to YouTube and made X-Play as a YouTube account, it would still be going today.
Weren't they with... what's that channel?
G4 TV.
G4.
Or Tech TV, depending on what time you're talking about.
Yeah, usually G4 Tech TV kind of went hand in hand.
I did watch a little bit of G4 X-Play. Unfortunately, you would think that I would have been into it. I didn't even know about it.
Oh, I loved it.
I would have watched it.
And then Attack of the Show used to come on after it.
Yep. AOTS
so
was my
good.
Shit.
Does anybody here miss G4?
Yes.
Yes, I wish there was like a
especially I missed some of the old stuff.
Oh, don't worry. It is technically partially still around. They just rebranded to the Esquire Network, so they're still playing Cops all fucking day.
See, but that's what I mean. I never liked
that. And, like, Knight Rider.
When Cops and shit started showing up on the channel, and it started turning into, like, basic television shit.
Yeah.
Just like MTV, man, it just ate itself alive.
Yep.
They wanted those numbers. They wanted those numbers, and they got them, and it killed it.
Sellout?
No, but it's true.
Yeah,
because
it's true.
And old
literally
channels are
on
like
one,
that.
On one of the very last episodes of AOTS that Kevin Pereira did, because he basically hosted, like, damn near since the very fucking beginning of the show.
Yeah.
He literally sat down with the owner of the fucking network, and he was like, so, why G4? Everybody used to think that it was because it was, like, games, gadgets, you know, like a couple other G's, and he's like, no, literally, that was because you have to go in, and there's a registry of the channel listings, and... G4 was available, and we were like, fuck it, why not?
Right. And no, that also...
symbolic meaning.
The other truth of that is that G4 was ambiguous enough so that they could escape tech, and they started showing Cops, and they started showing Knight Rider, and they started showing,
I just want a channel or anything like G4 that talks... I mean, not with YouTube or anything. I just want a show...
A gaming channel.
You have YouTube.
Yeah, you have YouTube.
YouTube killed them.
Yeah.
YouTube killed a lot of things. As great as YouTube is, as cool as it is, as expansive as it is, it killed a lot that you enjoyed.
Yeah.
YouTube is like Walmart. It let a lot of people in... And a lot of these people that have no business creating content, and some people would argue we're one of those people, but you get the idea. Anybody can post anything on YouTube.
Correct.
And it is the grittiness of that atmosphere that has allowed it to thrive, and also at the same time, the production that would have went into X-Play would have been a lot of money. Yeah. It would have been a lot of money. It was a television show. You know what it takes for me to do an X-Play review on YouTube? Time. That's it.
Yep.
It's fucking free. It cost me absolutely nothing but my time.
Yep. Yep, you're right. Just, what, an hour maybe at most of talking?
Depending on what you're doing, a review can take up to 4 hours.
Yeah.
You review the audio. First you play the game for about 5, 6, 7 hours, depending on how much you need of it. Mm-hmm. You record the footage. You take notes of your recording. So, like, if you end up in a place where you just keep dying and you definitely want to talk about that spot, you look at your time tag on your card. So, like, right now, our time tag would be at 10:42. So I would take the time tag and I'd say 10:42, keep dying. Now I know that that's about the area where I want to talk about that. And yeah. Then when I'm done with all the notes of what my time tags for my recording was, I shut that off. Then I go and I pick up my mic. And I come in, and the first thing I do is I look at the notes and I plan out my review. I say, I'm going to have to make comments about this, comments about this, comments about this, because that's where I got my footage from.
Yep.
Then I do the entire audio. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, keep dying bullshit, ba-ba-ba-ba, funny joke, ba-ba-ba, check this out, graphics, ba-ba-ba, what the fuck is this guy even talking about, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Now, when I'm done with that, I have 10 minutes of audio. Now I go in and I go through and I find all those time tags and I pull the clips of the areas I want and arrange them to fit my audio.
Yep.
When all of that is done, I hit render. Now that process right there is a basic review. That's basic. That is as easy as you can get.
Now, did X-Play, no, like I said, I never seen any of it. Did it do reviews?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, X-Play was awesome. I loved it.
Now were they long reviews or were they short?
3-4 minutes.
Just yeah. Like a certain website.
About the length of a song.
Yeah.
Like a certain website that I go to that you don't like.
It's exactly what every guy is doing on the internet. Every guy on YouTube is doing reviews and those reviews are basically what started with X-Play.
Yeah.
I still
they show game footage, they make some jokes, they put in some gifts that are funny, and they move on.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Even though...
Because I was about to say, the only thing that was around at the exact same time is something that's still kind of going, but I only say kind of, because he's a little busy right now, and that will be AVGN. Kind of around the exact same time.
Except for the fact that
the only difference is...
He reviews shitty games from the past.
Oh, they do too?
Yeah, they do too.
Oh, see, I didn't know this.
They did all sorts of shit.
They review things. Sometimes it's funny as hell. Sometimes it's awesome. Anybody that hasn't seen it, you can find the playlist right now. And literally right now, it's at the top of the feed. If you just sign up to Legacy of Gaming's group page,
yep.
I posted the link for the playlist. It's like 50 plus episodes or
it's
something.
It's literally the very first post in the Legacy of Gaming podcast on Facebook
for right now.
Yeah,
unless
for right
people
now.
End up talking.
Correct.
Okay, next, new Hellboy being played by Sheriff from Stranger Things.
Has anybody here watched Stranger Things?
Yeah.
I've seen some of it.
I watched one episode.
Didn't care for it?
No, that's all I could watch. That's it.
Because you didn't like it or just didn't have time?
No, it was that one time when I stopped by your place before you moved, and I saw the first pilot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he doesn't have the Netflixes.
Yeah, I don't bother with that Netflix, so...
Okay. I watched almost the entire first season.
So.
I see almost the entire first season.
Sadly, I'm thinking you might be waiting for a while, because I don't know if Netflix is releasing any of their shit.
Netflix takes fucking forever.
Look what they did with Daredevil.
They were done. They were done. With season 2 Daredevil before we got the fucking season 1 DVD release.
You're looking at least... So after a second season, so you might not get the first season of Stranger Things on Blu-ray until after the second season airs.
Yeah. Netflix fucking pisses me off with that shit. I mean, I guess I get it in a way because they want their streaming service to make money. The more you stream, the more revenue they get, the more busy they can claim their servers are, the more people want to be on the network.
Yep. Yeah.
And that allows them to make the Netflix originals. Mm-hmm. But if I can't, look, I'm sorry, but I could not get your Daredevil. I couldn't get it, and I didn't want to wait an entire year, and when, like, a year passed and I still didn't have Daredevil, I found another way to get it.
And you don't need to worry about it.
And I'm sorry, but you didn't provide it. If you don't provide it, I can't buy it. If I can't buy it, I can't support you. If I can't support you, I'll find another way to get it.
Yep.
It's fucking VCR time.
And now... They're
it
out.
Is.
And now it's
is.
Out.
It's VCR time. That's what time it is.
Because they also
it's time to fucking hit record while I watch.
Because they also released Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
I waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. My idea was to buy it and go over to my dad's and watch it with my dad. Never happened.
And then I found
literally 6 months went by and nothing came out. And I even wrote an email to the Netflix asking to their account saying, "Hey, is this going to come out on DVD?" Yeah, they have
no,
an email.
No,
with
no, no, he's laughing. Said it. I sent an email
Netflix.
To the Netflix.
To the Netflix.
You sounded like our grandparents. Yeah, I got to get on the AOLs.
Damn right. I got to get on
I'm
the
sorry,
Facebook.
Bill, that was funny.
But I sent it. I sent an email. I clicked on the thing, checked their address, and then I sent an email and I said, "Is there going to be DVD releases?" And they said, "We're working on it." That's basically the only response I got. Well, "We're working on it." And I was like, "Well, then so am I."
Here's the thing.
Yep.
I truly don't know how long of a process it takes to take it off the streaming service and putting on a disc format.
It shouldn't be.
I don't
it
know
shouldn't
how long.
Take that
I'm
long.
I'm going to tell you how long it takes. How long is an episode?
About an hour.
I'm done.
Okay.
That's not a joke.
I took my card. I put it here. I hit okay. Watched it. It's done.
Okay, they have no excuse.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate when movies, especially movies in theaters, like Wonder Woman comes out next week on Blu-ray. Movie came out in June. Now, it's in the theaters for, what, about a month or two? And then after that, it goes through, why we got to wait so long?
Because they, I told you why. Because they want their network to gain views. Their network gains, their network works just like just like YouTube. They get streaming, and then they get, it accumulates to views, and then they can see that information. They can give it to advertisers and say, "Hey, look at this." And then the guy will be like, "Hey, do you want to, because, I mean, there's a lot of people here, so do you want to make the so-and-so series? Do you want to make the Netflix X-Men series?" That would be so good, but it's never going to happen. But yeah, that's...
No, that shit would go to Hulu.
I'd be fine with that. As long as it goes to an original network and they treat it right.
But Netflix seems to be doing their original series their like Netflix originals.
Yeah.
Because I've seen quite a few of them, and I think they're actually very well done.
Yeah, they're doing them good.
Which is the reason there's no DVDs.
Yeah. Which is kind of bullshit, because again... In order to make a profit, in quotes, what you do is, since you already have the fucking footage that's got to go up on the fucking internet any goddamn way.
And just recently, the third season of Daredevil came out.
Yeah, but guess what? Wait,
what?
The third season
on DVD, yeah.
The third season of Daredevil.
Yep. It has to be the second.
The third hasn't even aired on Netflix yet.
What?
I was about to fucking freak out and go home.
Yeah, I was about to go downstairs and turn the TV on.
Episode's
shit.
Over with.
Episode's done.
That's
we're not even doing
episode.
A legacy. Bye.
All I know is I saw like a new case that said Daredevil.
It's the second. Yeah, it's the second.
Yeah, it's the second then.
Yeah, that's how long it takes. Well, the second came out faster than the first, but the second has still been out. The second has been out long enough that they're already done with the fucking Defenders.
Yeah. Yeah, Defenders has already came and went. That shit was like, what, last fucking month at the beginning
before
of the month?
Before the Defenders,
last month was Defenders.
Before Defenders released, Daredevil should have been on the shelves for me to buy.
Yeah.
Before, not
and now,
after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I believe that...
But again, like I said, when it comes right down to it, they already have the shit sitting on their fucking computers.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it takes Scotty to burn a fucking Blu-ray disc? Scotty's computer is an old piece of shit, no offense.
No,
but it's an old piece
of
shit.
Weird because it doesn't have Blu-ray.
I know
DVD.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
but still,
I get your comment.
I'm just saying, to just burn a fucking disc, it takes like what, maybe
half a day.
Yeah, 12
for
fucking
one
hours
disc.
For one. Okay.
Now their
Scotty's
computers
working
are way
with an
better.
Old piece of shit.
Yeah, they have a couple pennies to rub together, so their computer is a little bit better than yours.
Well, only a little bit.
Only a little
if
bit.
If you upgrade slightly, you'll be on par.
Yeah.
Yeah, and by slightly, we mean go out and buy a brand new, like, $3,000 computer.
Yeah.
Basically,
Slightly.
Slightly.
Yeah.
No. And a Blu-ray burner.
Basically nothing. Basically
nothing.
They're not really that far ahead of you.
And don't worry about it. I literally, all I did is I dropped $300 at Walmart and got something almost the exact same as Bill's when it came down to a laptop. Which is funny because Bill got mine.
Now.
Yeah, I was about to say, his shit's about, 5 years old.
Well, considering that I'm saving most of my money up to get me a car whenever I get my license, so...
Well, is that too, but, still.
All right, so...
Like I said, it won't take them that long. Mass producing that shit, what, maybe two, three, four
those
months?
DVDs could have been out... If you can produce the DVDs and Blu-rays for a movie, and they could be on the market. Look, Wonder Woman comes out on the 19th.
Yeah.
On the 19th.
Yeah. That was like, what, four months?
Movie came out June 2nd.
The movie is still viewable in select theaters.
Yeah.
You can still see it in the fucking theater.
Yeah.
And we are literally 3 days away from it being released on Blu-ray and DVD.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. They just had like some Los Angeles event where they had the movie and they had like a bunch of fireworks and shit.
Yeah.
Well, look at it this way. Netflix is just really slow because I believe Jessica Jones' first season is out on the shelves now.
Yeah, it was out at the same time as The Daredevil, now, along with Luke Cage.
Now, can anybody remember? I know when. Does anybody remember when Jessica Jones first aired on Netflix?
Yeah, my ass was unfucking employed.
November of 2015.
Yeah.
This is September of 2017.
Yeah, that's 2 fucking years to release a series.
Yeah, like I said, I either didn't have a job or I had just started working as
nowadays,
a janitor at that time.
Nowadays, it is unacceptable. And the reason it is unacceptable is because this is not like the old X-Men that we watched in the 90s. It's just now getting around to like, oh, wait, people actually want to see that? I guess slap it on a DVD. Like, that's why that shit took so long, because people never figured when they were making that show that anybody would give a fuck 10, 15 years down the road.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Cartoons are disposable. Cartoons are disposable. In our parents' time, there's not a single one of our parents that's like, oh shit, dude, I would buy the shit up out of the Justice Friends.
Actually, it's funny you say that, because I had one of the guys in the team chat at work. He was like, it's fucking Saturday. I should be sitting at home in my jammies, eating fucking sugary cereal and watching goddamn Justice Friends, not being here at work. This is bullshit. He's like, I need a time machine. I was like, no, you don't. Just go buy the fucking DVD of the Justice Friends, get you some sugary cereal, and put on your jammies. It only took him, I think, 40 years to finally, like, put shit on a goddamn DVD.
Yeah, nearly 30 years. Because those cartoons are disposable.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
didn't
a lot
think,
of the old, like, Hanna-Barbera cartoons are just recently.
A lot of ours.
Yeah, a lot,
of
ours,
ours
too.
Were disposable. They didn't care about us. Those cartoons do one thing. They sell toys.
Yeah.
And it,
Looney Tunes is, like, the only thing that is still around for a reason.
Yeah, Looney Tunes is one of the very few cartoons that is considered classic cartoon.
Yeah.
Because it's not... Now, here's the truth. If they sold no merchandise whatsoever, it would go away, but... But Looney Tunes is one of those few things that it wasn't really about selling the merchandise at that time. They were making cartoons.
Yeah.
For us, there's not a single cartoon that we grew up with that wasn't an advertisement for something. Not one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We grew up in the death corner of the corporate America. Let's breed these kids into television.
Yep. Ghostbusters.
They
toy
knew.
Commercial.
Toy commercial.
G.I. Joe.
Toy commercial.
Transformers.
Toy commercial.
He-Man.
Toy commercial.
Thundercats.
Turtles.
Toy commercial. There's not a thing we can
Spider-Man.
Name that we grew up with that wasn't a toy commercial.
Conan the Barbarian.
In fact, they even had toy lines dedicated to the shows. There were already Spider-Man toys, and then here come a Spider-Man series, and they were like, oh, Spider-Man the Animated Series toys. And
yep.
if it appeared on there, they sold it. They were like, here, there was a giant spider robot he fought. There you go, there's that.
Shit, movies were the exact same way. Do you remember being a kid when the fucking Independence Day movie came out?
I don't like to say this. I don't like
they
to say
like,
this, but it's true.
Toys.
Oh, and that game.
Yeah.
I hate to do this because it's one of my most treasured fucking memories and franchises of my life, but even Star Trek The Next Generation, Star Trek had its share fair, had its fair share of toys. But Star Trek The Next Generation, Playmates went fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
If that character appeared on the screen for 2 fucking minutes, there's a toy.
Yep.
If not two versions.
When Geordi became that weird gray fucking blue veined ugly dude
for one episode,
and you only got to see the finished product of his weird disease for like the last 4 minutes of the show, that's a toy. In fact, I seen it at Mega Replay today. That's a toy. You know the fat guy, Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra? That dude, he's a toy. Because he appeared on the bridge of a ship and then went down and talked nonsense to Picard.
And died.
He's a toy.
Yep.
Everything that you can possibly think of. There's Geordi in a red shirt. Geordi in a gold shirt. Geordi in a gold shirt with more buttons. Jordy and no, I'm serious. There's Jordy. There's Data in the orange in the gold shirt with this little thing here, this triangle. But then there's Data in the gold shirt without the triangle. Oh shit!
There's also Jordy with the visor.
There's Data that doesn't open panels, but there's Data that has opened panels. Oh shit!
And Jordy with the visor.
Jordy without the visor. Yep. Yes, these are all toys. There's Worf Data, in the red shirt.
Data.
Worf in the gold shirt.
Data in the Sherlock Holmes attire.
Yes, that's a true toy. Yeah. The holodeck versions of characters. You can get the holodeck version of Gates McFadden when she went to the holodeck to be with Patrick Stewart for one day. Where she dressed up as a lady for the novel that they liked. Dixon Hills.
The mystery thing, yeah.
Yeah, Dixon Hills. That. You can get that toy. Her. You know what she did in that episode? She sat in a police station, looked at some lady doing her makeup, tried to imitate it, and then she stood in an office where a dude got shot, and she was like, oh shit, that dude got shot.
Oh shit, he's dead.
He's dying. I need to get him to the sick bay. And then he's like, no, see, lady, I'm fucking a gangster and stuff, and then a bunch of stuff happened. It's a good episode, to be fair. I'm making fun of it, but that's for the purpose of what I'm trying to say is everything we grew up with
was a toy
commercial. Even Star Trek The Next Generation.
We see it all day, every day. At least, you know, three of us do. Come get your new WWE fucking slam figures for all the bullshit.
That's a motherfucking...
Buy the new fucking video game. Make sure you pre-order it or you won't get the 13 wrestling skins for one guy.
Or the fucking stupid phone game. Please play this ridiculous fucking phone game on the App Store.
Ninja Turtles
actually,
is getting in on, too.
Actually, the cell phone game wasn't that terrible.
Those Ninja Turtle wrestlers.
It was boring.
Ninja Turtle it's wrestlers.
Match Ninja three. Turtle
yeah.
Wrestling has become...
Like Raphael is Sting.
Yep.
I'm dead serious. And these toys are real.
And then there is a second series of it coming
out. Oh, and there's
too,
the other... There's a wrestler right now who he's been coming out and dressing up as, like, things from his nostalgia. Like, he dressed as the White Ranger and shit like that. And each one of those costumes that he wore is now a toy. I just literally seen it today at the Walmart.
Probably the Seth Rollins White Ranger figure. Or
figurine.
Well, right. There's that. I was about to say there's the other one is one. Usually Xavier Woods because he usually comes
the new,
out.
The New
crazy
Day
shit.
Come out in fucking Saiyan armor. Or they
yeah
they,
that's the yeah. same guy yeah because
they dress
had,
up
they
like
had,
fucking
they had
the
four
Red
different
Lantern.
They had four yep. different toys of these people and they were all in like those kind of deals those kind of. Gimmick costume.
Well, there's a reason.
The fucking Rufio hair with the goddamn elf shoes.
Oh my god, I seen that one. And I was like, how many people know what he is imitating? Because I do.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, there's not a thing that wasn't a toy commercial. So really, the idea was to produce these things and then let them die.
Yep.
Let them die. Can't. They never expected that people like us would say, hey, where's my X-Men cartoon? I'd like to buy my X-Men cartoon. And they're like, for what? You already bought all the toys.
Because I remember growing up with it, and I remember it being awesome.
One word.
And I want my kid to grow
nostalgia.
Up on it, too.
It's not just nostalgia. Believe it or not, one of the reasons I'm enjoying going back through X-Men is because this is my seventh time through that series.
Well, the reason why me and my girlfriend have been watching Guts, found it on YouTube.
Now that's different. That is nostalgia hardcore
man,
because
that you can't
there's
really find.
That's
no, you
one
can.
Of those things. That's one of those things that has zero relevance except for the fact that you were a kid. There's none. There's none at all. There's no toys.
Nope.
There's no like. Oh shit, dude! Remember this star ass athlete that fucking grew up to do great things that came from Guts? No, none of that.
Yeah.
It's all relevant to the idea that one day you were a kid.
Yep.
I'm watching it because of one word. Nostalgia.
Yeah, you were
and
a kid.
I found it.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Whereas when it comes down to like Batman the Animated Series or like the old Ninja Turtles or shit like that, I would get them and Bill would get them. Why? Because when I was getting them, I had a 2-year-old /3-year-old I was living with and I was like, here you go, boy. Watch these and you can grow up, you know, and learn some of the shit that I did. Have good fucking entertaining cartoons.
Yep. Grow up and learn that nostalgia is a strong thing, and that the real world sucks, and hide in your nostalgia.
No,
hide in your nostalgia.
Yeah.
And no, not ignore quite the real world. I was going to say, learn that cartoons used to be good.
Yes, because I've seen nowadays cartoons, I'm like, oh, you poor children.
Oh, some of them aren't terrible, but a good portion of them, they fucking suck.
There's a lot of them.
So what else? Who are we on now?
No,
No. Yeah, he's out. Technically,
the next
I'm up.
Post on Legacy of Gaming.
No,
well,
he's
no,
up.
Hold
he's
up, because then I'd be up, because if Bill just went.
I thought that you already went. Did we get confused?
I went, Scott went, then you went, and then I think Bill just went. Right?
Motherfucker, because he was talking about Hellboy.
Yeah, and yeah. None of us actually said anything about Hellboy. We just kind of jumped into a bunch
of
other
shit.
Oh,
no, like I
shit.
Said, I gave
shit.
A fucking thumbs up. I was
shit.
Like, yeah, that's
I'm
good
sorry.
Shit.
I'm so sorry, guys. Who cares? Move on. I don't like Hellboy.
To be fair, he's not my character in any way whatsoever,
yeah.
So I have no main relevance
here. He's not mine
here.
Either, when, but at the same time, seeing as how, you know, Ron can't do it anymore. He'll definitely do
that's one issue
a
I have with
job.
It.
Well, here's the thing.
It interests me. Like I might watch it.
Here's the thing. Could he pull it off? Could he pull it off? I don't know. You know why I don't know? Because I don't know the character. So I have no field of reference. If you were to say, hey guys, we're making the Amazing Squirrel Girl movie, I would say, who is she? And it'd be like, this girl's going to play her. And I would say, okay. That's as far as I can go with it. I don't know anything about her. I know that she's a joke character. I don't really care for joke characters. Hence the reason Deadpool became a joke, and I stopped giving a shit.
Well, I know the Hellboy from the two movies I've seen, so...
But that's not Hellboy.
But that's not Hellboy. Just like if you were to watch the fucking 90s Spawn movie, that's not Spawn. There is no
hell
way in fuck
no.
That is Spawn.
What do we
pick
call,
up a book. That is not fucking
and
Spawn.
What we call,
you want,
we closer call that represent, awful.
Closer representation to Spawn is if you watch the HBO series.
Yeah.
Todd McFarlane?
Yes.
Todd McFarlane.
Yeah, there's an animated horror
I seen it.
Series.
I seen it. My parents wouldn't let me watch it.
Dude, it's
because it was R-rated.
It's so good.
It's hard. I have all of it.
It's not perfect. By any means, it is not perfect. But it did a hell of a lot better than that fucking movie.
Now, you can get two,
now,
you can get
as
two
a,
chimpanzees
as
throwing
a guilty
poop at
pleasure,
each other.
A guilty pleasure, I still watch that Spawn movie.
Oh, yeah, so
I do. I really do. I still watch
it. I like
it. Even though I know it's bad.
Johnny Legs is the goddamn Violator. Holy shit.
Dude. Leguizamo is the Violator. It's so good.
Oh,
tastes
yeah.
so good, I could kick some puppies.
He freaked me out as a child.
I love him.
He freaked me out as a child.
What, Luigi Mario freaked you out as a child?
Luigi Mario as the Violator fucking creeped me out. Oh, you get the out. That little fucking short guy waddling around. He was
dude,
dressed
I,
like a clown.
I love that.
Yeah.
It was
and
freaky.
Like I said, that's the only thing they fucking got right.
There's so much of that movie, too, and I think it is all him that I really love. I go back to that movie because I like when he, like, he walks
has
over.
No personality.
He walks over and
although
he, like, opens the.
He
Spawn.
Has Spawn. Okay, Spawn has a fucking personality. It's not the right personality.
Yeah.
He's too nice. Spawn is not nice.
Yeah.
It literally takes him months before he even allows any of the other bums in Rat City to come anywhere near him. Reason being, I just came back from hell. All I want is my wife. Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
And they start, well, come on, Al, here's some alcohol. Smack! And literally throws a couple of dudes through a fucking brick wall. I said, leave me alone. Fuck, dude. Okay. Backing up now.
Nobody is able to communicate with him. Nobody is able to resonate with him. But that they couldn't have done that for the movie is my best guess. I don't know because I love that movie in terms of John Leguizamo. I love when he opens up the pizza and he says, and there's all maggots crawling on. He goes, yuck, I hate anchovies. And he reaches over and takes an anchovy off and throws it, and then he bites into that pizza, and you hear all the things screaming, the maggots scream, which I don't think they actually can scream, but regardless, you hear it. And then I like when when Spawn is figuring out that he's dead, and he's like, he's over at the grave, and he's like, what's that, you ask? Can I dig up my body now? Well, of course you can. He throws the shovel on the ground. It's got his own face on it. And he's like, start digging.
Yeah.
Fucking, I love the ridiculousness of that.
Yeah. Because
and that's what keeps me watching
like
that
doing
movie.
Doing the digging and shit, there's like a couple retards hanging out in the cemetery. And they're like,
yes,
we can't summon Satan. I knew we needed a fucking virgin sacrifice. And fucking they start walking over towards him because they hear Al fucking freaking out. And they're like, what are you doing over there, guy?
No, he says, did, like, Satan send you guys? Yeah. Literally about that dumb. And John Leguizamo is so great. He's like, how come God hogs up all the real followers and we get all the fucking retards? And he turns around to talk to them. It's so great, dude.
It's fucking perfect. That he is the best part. Yeah,
he's the best part. He's the reason I watched that movie again and again. Because I loved what he did.
And don't get me wrong. For the time, some of the CGI works. Not all of it, but some of it. But so, the fact that, like, 80% of those characters are fucking wrong.
Yeah.
That's not Spawn.
Yeah, it's it, that. That's not even... That's a common comic book
problem. It's the Violator featuring Spawn.
Basically.
It's a common comic book problem, is you can only get so much of it right. Some of these characters simply cannot translate onto real screen. Like, I'm going to tell you something right now. Some of what made Storm Storm is never going to make it into a movie.
I mean, did they kind of hint at some of it in the Apocalypse movie?
None of it.
None.
Nope.
None of it. Storm is a goddess.
Yes.
Oh, that part. Okay.
She is a literal walking naked goddess.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to be lewd. That's what she is. When they meet her, when Xavier meets her for the first time, she's standing in the rain. It's thunderstorming. The rain is almost sideways. Her cape and hair is blowing everywhere. She has like this one garment, like a little thing, like a sash that goes down across this. And it's blowing her sash thing. She's naked. Like the wind and like other things in the frame will of course cover her yabos up. But it's not a sexual thing. She's a goddess. She's above you. She's God of War. Those women, they walk around and they're just naked, the goddess women, but they're not sexual. They're above you. They're divine. They're something else. And when you come and talk to her, when the people come up to talk to her and they're like, listen, we need rain. We need it severely. Our crops are dying. They're like, we'll do anything. We'll kill as many creatures as you need. We'll human sacrifice if you need it. And she was like, keep your beasts and your lives, for I do not require them, and you will need them more than I. I will do this thing that you ask of me, because I am benevolent. And she literally talks like that, and she raises her hands up, and the whole world goes crazy, and she brings rain, and she's a goddess. She doesn't know what a mutant even is. She was born a god.
Yep.
She can control the earth. The weather bows to her every whim. She's a goddess. She's in a temple. They built like a staircase that goes up, and she stands in it, and there's four fucking pillars up there, and she's sitting on like a throne.
Unless it comes to the Ultimates universe, where she goes, you don't know who you're fucking with. I can control the elements. Thor goes, you mean like lightning? Whap! And hits her with the hammer.
Like, Storm was amazing, and you will never see that in a movie. Yep. You will never see that in a movie.
Yeah. The closest they could get to was Storm as a pickpocket as a kid, and Xavier said, hey, don't do that shit. Come hang out with me.
Kind of, yeah. That's as close as they'll get. In fact, like they came
Alpha
closer.
Find me teenagers with attitude. That one's picking your pocket.
They come closer. They come closer in the animated series. The reason she thinks she's in a J.R.R. Tolkien novel is because she's a goddess.
Yep.
There's a reason she talks like that. If you're not watching it on Hulu.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay, but anyway, so next up, Aaron drops another one where he says, hey guys, it's Christmas morning. Oh, and there's the Aunt May toy.
Oh, did you see that fucking horrifying thing?
Yeah.
Show him that. He's looking. See, he doesn't keep up with our group page that often. I've noticed that. That's Aunt May, buddy.
Keep sliding. There's more. Yeah. Welcome to Aunt May.
You want Aunt May? Want Aunt May for your mantle? Dude, she's Aunt May.
He said, why does she have giant hands? He says, oh my God.
You don't.
That is some awful.
Oh my God.
That's not Aunt May. That's a dude in drag.
Dude, that is that
nope,
is
apparently
magical.
That's Aunt May.
That's from an official toy line.
Yep.
And originally I posted that I thought maybe it was from like Spider-Man and his amazing friends Aunt May.
Turns out it's from the comic book where she took out Dr. Octopus.
Up, Shane's running away.
Took out or married?
No, she took him out.
Okay.
Like she kicked his ass.
Okay.
Murder, death, kill.
No, it's pretty funny. I can't remember if she drugged him or what, but Aunt May's taken out some villains randomly that's strange. Like, she's taken down Dr. Octopus and the Chameleon.
So that's why they were talking about an Aunt May movie.
She even gave Wolverine a rundown one time when he came in talking about how she needs to... He came in and seen her making breakfast at the Avengers Mansion, and he was like, he's like, hey, you want to get up off that stove? And she turns around, she's like, excuse me, and he's got his shirt off, and he's smoking his fucking big-ass cigar with his mutton chops, and he's like, I like my breakfast cooked a certain way, and only Jarvis knows how to do it, and I don't quite know you very well. And she's like, rude, and she walks over to him, and she starts giving him this big lecture about, first off, listen, she's like, she says something like, it's 10 in the morning. First, sure. Second, don't smoke in my kitchen. She takes it out of his mouth and puts it out in his beer. And he's just standing there dumbfounded while she, like, rags on him for, like, four panels. And then he's like, he just kind of turns around and starts walking out. And as some of the other Avengers are coming in, they're like, you gonna take that, Wolverine? He's like, I'm going down the hill for donuts. he's like, fucking crazy, bitch.
He's like, fuck this. I'm out.
So, like, that's... That's the ridiculousness of where you get, like, as you go into further Aunt May stuff. She's even given shit to Captain America before. Told him to get his shit together. Okay, we are on you or
no,
you, but
no,
you aren't here.
He's done, and yeah, so
because
Shane
I was in Jobber, and I'm done. So
okay, so I have to do Shane's job now.
Oh, finally, here he is.
There he is.
You done sitting downstairs, jerking your dick over Jeremy's shoulder.
Thinking about Aunt May.
Yeah, thinking about Aunt May.
That Aunt May was hot. sorry. The next post on the Legacy of Gaming is Billy shared another link.
Oh, yep. Okay.
All right. So 11 minutes of gameplay. This is for the new Secret of Mana remake.
Oh yeah.
Basically, this looks new, which is bad, because it makes it feel dated. If they would just release another sprite version of this game, it would have helped it seem legitimate to the time it was made and easier to accept, but the fact that it looks new makes you expect something new, and this is a long one, guys. I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
I lost my... Okay, there it is. And misleading. Because of the way it looks and feels, you should be able to do more than you're actually able to do, but it still very much plays like the old SNES game, which I feel is bad. You wait until the bar hits 100%, you swipe one time, the enemy gets hit, you repeat the process over and over. Yep. This is a proven process that worked on the original SNES, but we didn't expect more from it. And while you can say that it is a remaster and it should still play the same, I would disagree, because I think that changing it like this makes it a remake, and that they probably have could have taken a couple liberties with the battle system. This game is going to have the same problem that so many of these remasters have felt from this era. I feel like it's going to be a tough sale. It might work for nostalgia, for the crowd that already knows about it, but the people that don't really know much about it are going to buy this and probably be bored with the way combat works. I have never played it, so I look forward to it.
But you... Okay, here's my thing.
Take the spear.
Were you looking forward...
Tap, jump.
No, were you looking forward to the Pokemon Omega Red, Omega Fire thing or whatever?
The Omega Ruby, or
yeah, an Alpha Sapphire.
Yeah,
not really.
Bullshit. I remember when it was coming out. You asked me what version we were getting and everything like that, and tried to set it up.
Well,
and we both went out and we bought that game. And what ended up happening? We figured out that it played exactly like a very old Game Boy Advance game of Pokemon in one of its worst eras.
Yep.
And we got bored with it.
Yep.
Fast.
Yep. But to be fair, I've gotten bored with
Whereas
the newest one, too.
I didn't get
That's
bored
a problem.
When I got it.
The yeah. reason there's a problem is because that game is going to look brand new. It's going to look brand new. It's going to look exciting.
Yep.
But when we go to play it, it's going to play like an old Super Nintendo game.
Yep.
And you're used to action games, action RPGs, where you run up and you do like attacks and things like that. You don't do that here.
Yeah.
You walk very slowly. And then an enemy comes up. You swing your sword, and it goes whoosh, ka-ching, and it hits him. Bow! Oh, shit, you did a five. He kind of jerks back a bit, and then your bar goes, and then it starts going back up.
It's a turn-based.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
It's an action RPG.
If your meter is at 100, you do a full hard hit. If it's at, like, nothing, you can jab all you fucking want
and
swing
ones.
Your sword around and be like, one, 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 one. If you wait and that meter gets up to 100, double tap to run at them, hit attack, you'll do a pierce attack, a sliding pierce, and it'll go 10.
And now you're out. Now you're out of energy again.
Now
you
you're
wait,
out of energy.
It goes back up.
Wait a minute.
Ka-ting! Now, that doesn't sound like too big of a deal, but it was fine for Super Nintendo. Today, when you pick this game up and you play it and it looks new, you will be under the impression that you want it to feel new. And it won't. It's going to feel dated, because it is dated.
Yeah. All they did is they slapped a new coat of fucking paint on it.
This happens with a lot of different things like this. A lot of these different... A lot of these different games that are having remasteries, they get the remastery, and then I go out and I get them, and I start playing them, and I'm like, And I'm just done, because there's no difference in the game. They didn't advance it. They didn't make it any better. They didn't fix its flaws. They just put paint on it, and it looks really nice, and it plays the exact same way.
Yeah, whereas once you compare it to like something like the game I picked up today, that new Metroid game for the 3DS, I say new.
That's
it's
a remake.
Basically, it's Metroid 2. It's just been remade the exact same way that Zero Mission is a remake of 1.
That's a remake.
With a little bit of shit on
added remake to it. Is different than remastery, and remastery doesn't always mean good things. Sometimes when you get the remastered version of a game, it just looks better. And if you didn't really know that game or care for that game in the beginning, it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. Think of it in terms of, everybody get ready. Everybody get ready. Why? We're doing a remake of Final Fantasy VII. Oh, thank God. Here's the remastery. Okay.
Yeah, did that make you want to replay all of Final Fantasy VII, that remastery they gave you?
Where's this new game where I'm playing as 3D Cloud from Advent Children?
That's the remake. So that's
here's
where,
another game, bye.
That's where my thing was with this, is that I don't know if this is going to be a good thing. I think it'll be received well, and it's going to sell a lot of copies, but man... If you don't know what it is from the Super Nintendo era, you might be in for a surprise, because it's going to feel dated. Because let me tell you something, when you put that game in and you play it, it feels dated.
Yep.
That battle system is not good anymore. It's very slow for a game of its kind. Nowadays, you have 15-hit awesome combos, and like it's just a different world. We don't play that game anymore. We don't play attack, wait, attack, wait.
Because that's how they got around. Yeah, that's how they got around the turn base. It was still basically kind of like you said. It was turn base, but it's action. So if you don't want to get hit, move your ass around until your meter's built up so you can fucking hit something.
That sounds like Final Fantasy XII, where you run around, wait for the bar to get up, and then you. Then
in
you
a way, yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. Final Fantasy XII feels like it drags sometimes because of that. Because that is a flaw in the game that they didn't. Now, I will say this. They fixed it because you could fast forward in that game now, in the remastery.
What if you can fast forward in this?
Then you would die horribly, because the game doesn't play itself.
Okay. Yeah, you're
right. And the bunny would just be like, hop, 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 and you'd be like, oh, I'm dead as shit.
That would be humorous as fuck. No, that's not a joke. If you want to do the exact same thing, I'm pretty sure the disembodied voice may have an emulator that still has that fucking game on it. You can go sit down and play it. If you hold the space bar for the Z-SNES, it'll speed the game up. Play the game with space bar held down. Bunny's going to go hop, 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 and you're going to be like, ah, fuck. All I did is fall down a river.
I'm still kind of excited for it, just because I never played it.
Okay, I'm up then?
Yeah, you're up.
All right, look, so on comics, I was like, so on the eve of my new format and the new YouTube channel, I decided to cut some of my books, and as well, I went through finding books that I no longer enjoyed, like Harley Quinn. Not that it's awful, but it's more of an off-continuity joke book, and since I'm pretty continuity-heavy and I can read a joke anywhere at any time, it doesn't really matter to me. I'll pick her book up from time to time if I feel like the cover is nice or the jokes inside look fun, and I have the extra money. But in terms of a pull list, I really don't care anymore. Justice League and Justice League of America, I happen to also be putting on that list. And it was pretty damn good, which is a problem. Finally, it is addressing the issue of what happened in the first five Justice League books, which means now I can't get rid of it, because with a new writer coming in the next couple issues and the diving into the continuity of what happened 25 books ago, now I really want to know what the hell all this Kindred shit is. So I made a promise. I said I was going to talk about the ins and outs, goods and bads, of a pull list, and where it kills you and where it helps you.
Okay, I can dime in on this.
Having a pull list, you only need 3 books to get a pull list at your average comic shop.
Correct.
I'm serious. It's all you need. 3.
I know that. It's just that I had so many and I shrunk it down and it still didn't help.
Well, here's the thing with a pull list. A pull list is awful. It's an awful lot like having a cigarette addiction. You have to go buy them every week.
That is the truth, yeah. Yes.
Now.
Or every 2 weeks in my case.
If you only smoke 3 books a week, that's not that big of a deal.
Did you say smoke 3 books?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Don't light your books on fire.
If you smoke a lot of books, this is where things can get difficult.
I think I would be, my pull list is a medium.
I pull anywhere from $30 to $40 per trip.
That's what I was doing, except for the fact that they seem to be kind of slowing down a little bit. My last 2 trips have been under $30.
There was a bit of a drop. Now, here's the thing. A pull list keeps you up to date. Mm-hmm. But this causes its own kind of problem. Because if you get 20-something books in, and even if the book starts sucking, you feel like you don't want to walk away because you just put 20 books in. And who knows, maybe the next one will be good.
Nope. Had no problem with Batman. Got that motherfucker out of there.
Right.
I was 20-something books in, wasn't getting better.
I was 1 book away from getting rid of the Justice League. And then they finally were like, hey, remember that Kindred we did 25 books ago?
Yeah, Justice League is getting exciting, though. So it's...
Well, all of a sudden, guess what?
What?
Now we're going to talk about the Kindred.
Now?
We're going to talk about what was fucking going on 20 books ago.
Because I didn't even understand what the fuck was going on. I don't think anybody did unless you...
Nobody did. They never explained it.
I didn't know if the Kindred was something from previous Justice League.
Nope.
Or if it's
it
like
was brand new.
Okay, so... Okay.
They were just like, hey, Kindred. And we were like, oh. And they were like, okay, we're done. Huh. No, whoa, hold on, wait. Whoa. And they're like, by the way, world-altering Reaper event. Fucking crashed into the city. Go fight bugs. And I was like, no.
And then you sit there and you're like, first off, stop, slow down.
They're like, bugs. First, gotta go. Bugs.
Stop. Where'd it
bugs
come from?
Can't stop.
Where'd it come from?
Bugs in the city.
But what about that thing?
You literally open up the book and it's like,
two
bam.
Books.
What about that thing 6 books ago?
Nope. Fuck
still
that.
Doing bugs.
What bugs.
About, okay, it's been 8 books now. Nope, bugs.
Nope. And then when the bugs 10 were done, as soon as the bugs were done, they were like, alternate dimension reality, crazy witch lady.
Okay, but what about the... Nope.
Nope, witch lady. Trouble. It's trouble everywhere, witch lady. Fucking screwing up the timeline.
Okay, but this witch lady is dead now.
Giant evil fetus baby.
What?
Giant evil fetus baby.
But the thing.
Nope. Scary fetus baby.
Are we now going to talk about...
No. Now we got to deal with giant angry fetus baby.
But okay, well,
multiple
we killed
Supermans.
That.
Evil Justice League. Fucking... That's the way
what
that book
the
runs.
Fuck? We still need the thing.
Nope, we got to talk about our children.
That's the way that book has been going. And then finally they bring these children in and I was like, God damn it. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I was like, I'm done with this book because it just keeps doing this shit. And then, towards the end of that book, Batman is looking into the Kindred.
Right.
Finally, looking into the Kindred. And Wonder Woman is looking into the Kindred. And these kids have something to do with the Kindred. Whatever we did 20 books ago with the Kindred...
It affected a lot more than we realized.
It basically destroyed the entire future. Because we chose to save all those people that were connected to the Kindred instead of wiping them out.
Because if you read those, if you read the books with the Justice, the Children of the Justice League, I know that some of the pairing of people who are together are pretty fucked up. So you guys remember that that relationship between Barry and Iris? Bye.
Yeah, that's gone.
I'm fucking Jessica.
Yeah, he had a kid with Jessica
Cruz.
Three kids. Yeah, they were tearing it up.
Wonder Woman had a son.
Well, no offense, but I mean, he is pretty damn fast. I mean.
And her his daughter has the Speed Force, and the other two can tap into the entire emotional spectrum.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works.
I don't know. No, it's not nice because how does that happen? She's a Green Lantern, and because it's
in the ring, it's not her DNA.
It's not genetic.
Yeah, I know.
But
regardless,
yeah, it's neat.
One of the things, a poll list is a problem with a poll list right there. It really is. It keeps you up to date, but then you have to debate whether or not you want to be up to date on whatever book. And because you're up to date, you see all the new and exciting stuff that's happening, and it works like a six pack of beer. You pop the first one, you drink it, and then you're like, oh, you know, I could probably drink another beer. Pop the second one, you drink it. Then you're drinking the third one, you don't remember going to get it. And that's the way it is. Like, in the middle of the Justice League...
you're done with the six, and you're like, I need to go get a case.
In the middle of the Justice League, they're like, oh, by the way, this stuff is happening in metal. And they'll just, like, throw it into a page, and you're like, whoa, 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 that's fucking awesome!
You want to read this? Get metal.
Put metal on that pull list.
Which...
Now, I will say that DC's better about this, self-contained books, so you can have a pull list and you can read only The Flash if you wanted to, and you could do that. You could miss out on what the other guys are doing in The Flash at some point.
And any of the
crossover, they'll fix it.
And any of the stuff that's like, and the corner, it's like, continues in Batman number blah blah.
Now that sucks.
Now that will suck because you will miss out on the button. If you're reading Flash, you will miss out on the button, which was a fantastic story arc. And you need to get Batman to read the button.
I had a similar situation with that monster thing that was going on.
Oh, you were reading Monsters Unleashed?
No. When the big old the crossover. Titan monsters were happening in the Batman and Gotham area.
It was happening.
I had to go get the Nightwing Monster Men.
Yeah, there was a Nightwing crossover book. And if you don't have Nightwing on your pull list...
You missed part of the story.
Yeah, you'll miss part of it.
Luckily, I was able to get one of those Nightwing books. So,
so there is a benefit to buying the graphic novels, but the single issues is what keeps the industry alive.
Right.
Yep. Nobody buys the single issues; they cancel the title.
And
which is what they said they were going to do with Scarlet.
But here's the thing:
Spider.
He's only made it three books.
But here's the thing:
he doesn't seem to be coming out regular. He's only three books in.
I am tired of the Titans only being 1 month, though.
By the time you get the next Titans book, you don't even remember what was going on in the last Titans book?
I don't like that. The Titans need to be twice a month. Monthly is hard. But I did miss part of a story arc because I didn't have Teen Titans. But it wasn't hard for me to figure out what happened. I mean, I missed out Teen Titans. I've missed out why Wally is no longer the fastest Flash. They didn't explain like in detail what exactly happened. But they gave you a rough, like, oh... Got a bad heart now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was pretty rough. They were like, yeah, he has heart problems.
I know, because like I said, I got all the Spawn essentials, because that's basically, here's all the books you need to know what the fuck is going on with him. Okay, cool. Blah, blah, this, blah, blah, Angela, blah, blah, da, da. To see what we're talking about with Angela, go get the Angela book, you know, number 827. I'm not going to do that. I'll just piece together what I fucking got based off the books I bought. With the money I don't have to be buying books.
What helps is if you're in a group of friends that also read comic books and they're into like characters that you don't. Like, I'm not reading Wonder Woman, but if I would like to know what's happening in Wonder Woman, I just ask Bill.
I would tell you that if you guys ever think about doing a pull list, it's not a bad idea. Pick three books you like. And if you have two or three friends that are definitely going to be into comic books as well, I would suggest that if you all want to save a little money and you all want to see what's going down, these books take about 10 to 15 minutes to read. Unless you're like me and you're reading a Green Lantern book, I'll spend a half an hour because I will study those pages. Now,
someone like me would take maybe 5-6 minutes?
No, I stared at that fucking...
Dude, those Green Lantern pages, I study the hell out of those because there's so much going on.
I stared at that fucking Yellow Lantern Superman
Oh, you liked that?
That was so good. So good. Yellow Lantern Superman is amazing. I got the newest book to find out what's going to happen. But just to see Superman as a fucking and part of the Sinestro Corps.
He was way more than yellow. He was Parallax yellow.
Because he's... It's Parallax Superman.
Yeah.
Which, Superman's dangerous. Parallax is dangerous. Put them together. Unstoppable.
Pretty much. That's what it would be.
Bullshit.
Oh, no. Somebody's here to save the day.
Yeah. I was about to say. They'll find a way.
Well, it's not the Green Lanterns. No. Somebody's here to save the day.
Surprisingly, the guy that's going to save the day is Sinestro.
Yeah. I kind of figured that one. I figured it was either going to be him or it was going to be a fucking White Lantern. You're a little too broke.
You wish
we
there was a White
Lantern.
They got rid of him.
You wish there was.
Bullshit.
But yeah,
okay,
I would tell you
that he's going to be the Black Lantern and be like, fuck you, now we're extra broke.
I would tell you if you have two or three friends and each of you got three or four books, it's cool that everybody gets the books that they like, but like, don't be afraid to do something like, hey, what are you trying out? And if you're like, well, I'm going to do Wonder Woman this and this and this, and be like, you're like, well, if we wanted to cover a broader area, how about if I get this person, we'll switch books every week that I pick up my books. I'll give you last week's books, and we'll keep switching back and forth. That way that I get to see what's happening in your storylines and whatnot. You'll still be your books. We'll trade back and forth each week. And if it's just a system that could work, because I'm telling you, if you get wound up in this pull list thing, it can end you. Like, before you know it, you'll be spending a lot of money. It works like alcohol or cigarettes. Like, comic books, in the way that they're made, in the small weekly advances that they come out with, that they're like, by the way, this, and this, and this, and they never give you the full thing, and you want to get the next one, and then they're like, oh yeah, by the way, we've been working this character up in this book. He's actually in this book.
Or they'll have special event books where, like...
Now, Marvel is awful with this.
Yeah, I don't read... The only Marvel I read is X-Men. Gold and Blue.
I read a little bit of Marvel.
Do you read... You know more about Marvel than I do.
Technically, now, I read... In Marvel, I read Spectacular Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man, Spider-Gwen. I got rid of Daredevil.
What?
Everybody
is Murdoch out the book again?
I didn't like that court case shit they were doing, and
it's part of his character.
Here's the thing. When you got a pull list, you are spending a lot of money each week, depending on what you're doing. And Marvel alone, I had to pick some books to drop. He got the cutting board because I just assume buy his graphic novel when it comes out. Because I'm enjoying some of his story arcs, and then some of his story arcs I'm not. So I'll just wait for the graphic novels and check the story arcs I care for.
That's what I've been
now,
running into.
Now, X-Men-wise, like, okay, I already said Spectacular, I said Amazing, I said Spider-Gwen. That's my spiders. I don't do Miles, and I don't do the other fucking five.
You probably didn't pick up that Scarlet, did you?
No.
Okay.
You didn't pick up Spider-Man 2099?
I don't read 2099. I don't read Ben Reilly. I don't read Spider-Woman. I don't read...
Which one was Ben Reilly?
Scarlet.
He's in Scarlet Spider. Okay. And I don't read that Prowler book that I think is done now anyway, because nobody read that Prowler book. And
Silk.
And I don't read Silk. Look, it's ridiculous how many spiders I can pick up. Yeah, because Peter Parker is so goddamn special. Spider powers, they just pass that shit out the local convenience store.
Hey, you want to be Spider-Man? Sure, here you go. Here's a spider, let it bite you.
But...
Oh, you want to be a Super Saiyan? Go ahead.
So in Marvel, I read those three spiders, and then I read Generation X, Weapon X, Cable, Jean Grey, Iceman, X-Men Blue, X-Men Gold, Astonishing X-Men...
Two more and you got 10.
I think that's it. I read a couple X-Men books, Shane.
Well, I was going to say, from what I heard, you might be another one.
Why are you reading Cable?
X-Men.
Oh.
My new show format is called Keeping Up with the X-Men.
Well, that makes sense.
And every week, once the pull list gets going, Every week I'll be coming in and talking about what dropped that week.
Okay.
And where the X-Men currently stand in the broad idea of their universe.
Well, my pull list consists of X-Men Blue, X-Men Gold, DC. I am a bigger DC fan than I am Marvel. I always have been. So I read DC because I like the characters in DC better.
So unless there's anything to really jump on here, like an article that we simply can't pass up.
The last thing then that I would have is Scott shared a couple of movie things. The first one being getting the Blu-ray, and then apparently this Thursday, the 21st, I think?
Yeah, the 21st, they're replaying the search for, not the Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, they're replaying Wrath of Khan in certain
theaters.
Damn
right.
Oh, the last
so when is that I'm going to go watch that and not Shane?
Fuck you!
Well, last I checked, the closest one as of like yesterday or something was in Springfield for September 21st.
It's only an hour away, Shane. I have the time.
Unless they add some more theaters, so.
Yeah, good. I hope you have
fun.
They
said it was the last minute add-on.
Second shift sucks!
Man, it's going to be nice.
It really does. Yeah. I can't go.
Don't get me wrong, it sucks to be me too, because I wouldn't get out of work until fucking, depending upon the last call I get of the day, it could be 5:30 or fucking 6 when I'm supposed to leave at 5.
Do you have anything else?
No.
The only thing I have here, I don't know if it's interesting to anybody, but Scott posted a link to an article, according to Nintendo, Mario is no longer a plumber.
Yeah, I was a little confused at that. I didn't read it.
It's from IGN.
I didn't read it, but yeah, I saw that.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I really don't want to read the entire fucking article.
But yeah, he's not a plumber anymore, so.
Did you read the article?
Did you read the article?
Some of it.
Do you know why they decided to do this?
So what is he?
He's an entrepreneur. Wow.
This episode is over.
Yeah.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.